Blog Talk Radio.
So Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. I am your host, Prophetess Tamiko Stewart, soon to be Prophetess Tamiko Stewart Hines. I'm so elated and happy to be sharing the broadcast today with my fiance, Prophet Lionel Hines. He will be joining us on the call. He's having a little technical difficulty calling in, but he should be calling in any moment. Prophet, are you on the line? Well, we'll be expecting him shortly. Also, Dana Duffy is going to be ready to come with our announcements. We'll take a quick commercial break. Welcome back to the Quitting Is Not an Option radio show. We're broadcasting live out of the Ford City Mall in Chicago, Illinois. That's all the background noise you hear. I've been out here witnessing and evangelizing all day, meeting people here in the mall. So today's topic is new beginnings. But before I begin, I'm going to have Dana Duffy, my armor bearer, ministry assistant out of Jacksonville, Florida, come with the announcement. Dana, go ahead. Dana, are we having technical difficulties? Because I cannot hear you either. Dana? Thank you. Okay, Radio Land, we have it fixed. Dana Duffy out of Jacksonville, Florida. Can you go with our announcements? We're experiencing a little technical difficulty because I'm broadcasting today remotely from Ford City Mall. But Dana, out of Jacksonville, can you hear me?
Yes, Prophetess Tamiko, I hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, I hear you now. Go ahead with the announcement.
Chicago, Illinois, welcome to Tamiko Stewart International Ministries. Stay connected via Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Girls Night Out, Chicago, Illinois, monthly Thursday outings at 7 p.m. Venue to be announced at a later date. The Diamond Conference, Saturday, November 14th, 2015, in Chicago, Illinois. The speaker is none other than Prophetess Tamiko Stewart and Pastor Dr. Patricia McGowan of Laurel, Maryland. Join us every Tuesday on the National Women Empowerment Call with Prophetess Tamiko Stewart at 9 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Central. Prophetic Kingdom Prayer Call every night with Prophet Lionel Hines and Prophetess Tamiko Stewart, midnight Eastern and 11 p.m. Central time zone. Call in live. That number is 712-775-7031. Access code is 224-339. The ministry has relocated to Chicago, Illinois, and we need your financial support. So you can sell via PayPal. Email address is give@TamikoStewart.com, or you can do a Walmart to Walmart or MoneyGram transfer. 2 Corinthians 9 and 6 states, but this I say, he which sows sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which sows bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Back to you, Prophet Tamiko.
Dana, can you talk a little bit more about the Diamond Conference? Because we're experiencing technical difficulties. We're getting Prophet Lionel Hines on the line. But just talk about how important it is for the women to come and how we're going to crown them with tiaras for a couple of moments.
Yes, the Diamond Conference will be very, very rewarding for the ladies that come there. It's very urgent that you go ahead and get your tickets early because I know that it's going to fill up really, really fast. So we will be posting at a later date the ticket prices and everything that you would need in order to go ahead and purchase your tickets early. It's going to be an awesome time in the Lord. It's going to be awesome fellowship and sisterhood. We're all going to be coming together on one accord just to lift each other up and also to just fellowship in this name of the Lord.
Yes, we are so looking forward to the Diamond Conference here in Chicago, Illinois. My covenant sister, prophetess, pastor, Dr. Patricia McGodman, I call her my African sister from another mother. Her and I are going to tag team in the Holy Ghost. That is a powerful woman of God. Find her on Facebook, Patricia McGobbin. We're so excited about the Diamond Conference. Right now, registration is only at $65. Every woman will be crowned with a tiara. Yes, tiaras are trademarks of Tamiko Stewart International Ministries. I have the Esther anointing, the Queen Esther anointing, and God told me to go around the world empowering and crowning women as queens. Amen. So today's show topic is going to be about new beginnings. Prophet Lionel is still having some technical difficulties getting on the radio broadcast, but I'm going to move forward. Amen. If you have your Bibles, go with me to the book of Isaiah. Yes, go with me to the book of Isaiah. One of my favorite chapters in the whole Bible is the book of Isaiah. But we're going to go to the 43rd chapter, the 18th through 19th verse, and I'm going to paraphrase. You have it in your Bible. Just go to Isaiah 43 and 19. It says, "Behold, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs forth. Do you not perceive it?" And I'm just going to paraphrase here. God said, that he will make a way in the wilderness and he will make rivers in the desert. Now, that's a bad God right there. You know, when you're in a wilderness situation or you could be going through the wilderness in your life, there are a lot of trees and a lot of bushes. And I'm a country girl from Georgia, so we used to deal with sticker bras. I don't know if you out there in radio land know what sticker bras is, but in the wilderness, you might get caught up in some thickets and sticker brows, and your path is not always clear in a wilderness. You're hoping that you make it out of a wilderness, and you're hoping that you don't run into a bear or any other wild creature that'll kill you while you're in the wilderness. Oh, hear me in the Holy Ghost, because you can die in your wilderness if you don't have survival skills. We need survival skills to survive in the wilderness. The word also says that he will make a river in the desert. I know you've seen where the soldiers go to Afghanistan, or they're over in Israel or Jerusalem. You see it's sandy. It's a desert. They ride camels to move around over there. But God said that he will make a river in the desert. Now, that is a powerful God, because you know what, if you know anything about deserts, it's very hot in a desert, and it's sand, it's hard to travel. They have to wrap the turbans around their heads to keep the heat out. And at night in the desert, it flips the script. It turns very cold at night in the desert. I don't know why it's hot in the daytime and it's very cold at night in a desert. But that's how it is when you're going through a desert situation in your life. One day you're up, one day you're down, one day you're happy, one day you're sad, one day you have much, one day you have nothing, one day you're smiling, one day you're weeping. My God said that he will make a river in your desert. In a desert, Dana, you know, sometimes you see a mirage. I know you've heard people talk about seeing a mirage in the desert. There was even some commercials on TV where people were in the desert and they were stranded, and all of a sudden they saw a mirage where people were partying and they were drinking cold bottles of water. In a desert situation, I'm about to see it. The enemy can attack your mind and you will begin to see things that are not even there. Just when you think you getting ready to come through, just when you think you're getting ready to break out, just when you think you're getting ready to have your deliverance, you will get up to it and it be just a mirage. God said in this season, in the month of August, in the eighth month, that the mirages are over, that he's getting ready to do a new thing. Shall you not perceive it? Do you not know it? Can you not feel it? You ought to be able to feel an excitement in the air. There should be a spirit of expectancy deep down on the inside of you. You should begin to plan. I hear God saying, make preparations. Get ready, get ready. Write the vision. Make it plain, because you're getting ready to tap into your new beginnings. Lord, we bind these technical difficulties because I need the prophet on the line with me. I need him on the line with me today so we can talk about these new beginnings. I bind the forces of hell that will come against telecommunications. I bind the forces of hell that will come against phone lines. I bind the forces of hell that will come against internet broadband connection. I bind the forces of hell off Blog Talk Radio. Lord, loose consistency, God. Lord, let everything work like it's supposed to work. Hashataba Moshe Kebasi Abarabasi Robo Shanda. New beginnings. Abasakabasata. God is saying new beginnings. He's saying new beginnings. He's saying new beginnings. I hear God saying new beginnings. New beginnings, new beginnings. Abasi that's all. Shada. Oh, say Kebasiya. We're broadcasting live today. That's why you hear all that noise. We're out on a remote location. I'm at the Ford City Mall in the suburbs of Chicago. I've been out here witnessing and evangelizing all day. I've been meeting all type of women. God said he wants to do a new thing in you so you can go out and reap the harvest. You got to come out the church to reap the harvest. You got to come out the pulpits to reap the harvest. You got to get out your cliques to reap the harvest. You got to let your attitude go to reap the harvest. You can't think you're better than folks to reap the harvest. You got to go to the homeless shelters. You got to go to the jails. You got to go to the malls. You got to go where the people at and compel them to come. You got to go where the people at and tell them about Jesus. God says he's doing a new thing in this season. Old things have passed away. God says, behold, all things are new. It's springing forth. The word spring, let me teach just for a quick second here. That word spring forth is like you jump forth, you in one position, but God is getting ready, to release the quantum leap anointed in your life to where you can jump from place to place. I see some of you jumping in the spirit from place to place. I see some of you leaping in the spirit from place to place. I see some of you springing up in the spirit from place to place. You're going higher and higher. You're going from level to level. How about CSK? God says he's taking you deeper in the things of him. God says deeper. He wants to commune with you. He wants to fellowship with you. Worship at the feet of Jesus. Keep yourself humble so he can speak to you. So he can give you direction in this month of August. The number 8, new beginnings, all things new, 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 new. I just hear God saying new, 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 all things new. God is doing all things new. God says he's moving you out of your comfort zone. I'm dead in the middle of the mall with people all around me, but I'm preaching and prophesying and speaking in my heavenly language. I'm declaring and decreeing. I'm calling the souls in. I'm praying for the children that are running around in the mall, that the God will protect them, that they won't be kidnapped. I'm praying for the people in the mall that are working their jobs. I'm praying that God give them favor with their jobs, that they get promotions, that they get increase in the name of Jesus. I'm looking at married couples in the mall. I'm praying that God bless their unions, that God will keep them strong, that they will love one another, that they will respect one another. I'm praying that quitting is not an option for them in the mall. You got to get out your comfort zone. As today, I was in the nail shop, and one of my Caucasian sisters, she was standing beside me, and she began to look at my nails. That's a conversation starter for me to witness to her. That opened the door for me to empower this woman. God says he that winneth souls must be wise. You have to connect with the people. You can't be so holy and so up in the clouds that you're no earthly good. But me beginning to talk to her about nail polish, that opened the door for me to tell her about National Women Empowerment. Then I found out by engaging her in conversation about nail polish that she lives in Atlanta. I'll be in Atlanta a lot. See, you have to know how to take the skills you got and use them for the kingdom. I'm a talker. I'm a motivator. I encourage. I empower. And I use that for the kingdom. Earlier today, I was in T-Mobile because I was having problems with my phone. And I began to open up the conversation about social media with the lady that was helping me. And she loved social media. And she was just testing me out because I told her, just put my name in Google, and I'm the first thing that pops up. And so she put my name in, and she was like, wow, you're famous. You're all over social media. I said, I use social media to advance the kingdom of God. I use social media to witness to people, to tell them about the goodness of Jesus. I use social media to show people that God did it for me. He can do it for you. I use social media to pray for folks. Stop throwing your opinion out there and start giving people the word of God. Everything you say, everything you release, let it line up with the word. Make sure it can be backed up with the word. God said in this new season, he's going to get you out your flesh. You're going to stop just running off at the mouth and saying stuff that come up to your mind. But the Holy Ghost, when you open your mouth, the Holy Ghost is going to speak for you in this season. All things new, I hear God saying all things new. I need everyone listening to this radio show to call in to the prophetic kingdom prayer line on tonight with Prophet Lionel Hines and myself. It starts at 12 a.m. Eastern time, 12 a.m. midnight Eastern time. And if you're in the central time zone, up in the Chicago area, starts at 11 p.m. Yes, at 11 p.m. central time. I tell you, God is really doing great things on the prophetic kingdom. We're persevering. We're getting people out of being lazy, forcing them to pray in a heavenly language. On tonight, this Saturday night, we're going to be on the Prophetic Kingdom Prayer Line at 12 midnight Eastern and 11 p.m. Central. And for the first 50 minutes, we're going to pray and intercede in our heavenly language, in our tongues, in our war tongues. And the last 10 minutes of the line, we're going to plead the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. We're going to plead the blood of Jesus tonight. Go to my Facebook page, go to my Twitter, Tamiko Stewart, and find out how to call in to the Prophetic Kingdom Prayer Line, because God is doing a new thing. And if you're ready to go, if you're willing to go, if you're ready to go to that next level, if you're ready to sacrifice your time, sacrifice your schedule, sacrifice a little sleep, force yourself to endure, to travail in the spirit, God wants to take you higher. Oh, shakabalabose. Manadiyororobosakabalabasi. Yes, shakabalabasi. We operate in the spirit of excellence on the Cornell Radio Show. And Dana, we got to figure out what was the technical difficulties, why the prophet wasn't able to get through. We have to fix that. Lord, we thank you, God, for the radio broadcast on today. We got about 6 more minutes. We thank you for the listeners that are listening from all over the world, overseas, in Jamaica, in Barbados, in Africa, in the United Kingdom, in London. Lord, we thank you for the people that listen from Canada, from all over the United States, my home state, Georgia, my other home state, Florida, my now state, Illinois, God, California, New York, New Jersey, Tennessee, Maryland, where all my African brothers and sisters are, and Washington, D.C., where all my African brothers and sisters are. We thank you, God, for everyone that tunes in faithfully to the Quinnell Radio Show. As I said earlier, we're broadcasting remotely live out of the Ford City Mall in the Chicago suburb of Bedford Park. We're out here evangelizing and witnessing on today in the mall. We just thank God that he's doing a new thing. He's taking us out of our comfort zone. He's forcing us to go forth. This is the season to advance. This is the season to engage. This is the season to conquer. This is the season to possess. We are giant slayers. We are territory takers. We are land possessors. So we give God praise, honor, and glory for the live broadcast today out of the Forest City Mall, talking about new beginnings. Go back in your Bible and study Isaiah 43:18-19. About that new beginnings, and let it bless your soul. Amen. Giving honor to my fiance. He couldn't get on, had technical difficulties. Prophet Lionel Hines, amen. He's going to be co-hosting the Cornell Radio Show with me every Saturday. So I'm excited about the new things that God is doing. They sprung up. Hey, Lord, we thank you for the new things, God. Lord, we thank you, God, for the new things. I prophesy our kingdom mandated marriages to happen. This year, I prophesy kingdom mandated marriages to advance the kingdom of God. Like Adam needed Eve. Woman, you need your Adam. And man, you need your Eve. You need your rib. That's your favor. To go possess the land. God say he's doing a new thing. We thank him and we praise him for another broadcast of the Cornell Radio Show. For those that are tuned in today for the first time, Cornell stands for quitting is not an option. I love you all to life. I'm going to turn it back over to my armor bearer, the evangelist Dana Duffy in Jacksonville, Florida. She's going to give you information. We need you to sow into the ministry. We need you to partner with us. She's going to tell you how you can do that, Dana. And also National Women Empowerment. All ladies that are listening from all over the world, do not miss National Women Empowerment this Tuesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. I'm praying for everyone that does not have the Holy Ghost, you will be filled. And for those that do have the Holy Ghost, you will be refreshed. The Holy Ghost knows how to travel from state to state, from country to country. The Holy Ghost is going to hit you in a powerful way. So make sure you're on the National Women Empowerment line this Tuesday. Dana, get it before I go to preaching again. Dana, go ahead.
Join us every Tuesday night for the National Women Empowerment call at 9 p.m. Eastern and 8 p.m. Central. Again, you do not want to miss this Tuesday's call. Come on, ladies, get on this line and get the refill of the Holy Ghost. The Diamond Conference, November the 14th. 2015 in Chicago, Illinois, Speaker Prophet Toledo Stewart and Pastor Dr. Patricia McGavin. The ticket's registration is $65. Watch her Facebook page for more updates. The ministry has relocated to Chicago, Illinois, and we need your financial support to further the kingdom of God. It takes finances. It takes seed. It takes money to advance the kingdom of God. You can do that by sowing. PayPal email address is give@TamikoStewart.com. Again, give@TamikoStewart.com. Or you can go to Walmart, or MoneyGram transfer. Again, let's not forget the Prophetic Kingdom Prayer Calls every night at 12 at midnight Eastern and 11 p.m. Central. That number is 712-775-7031, and the access code is 224-339. Back to you, Prophetess.
Thank you. I tell you, I have the best armor bearer in the world. She is irreplaceable. I thank God for Dana, my friend. Amen. And I miss her so dearly in Jacksonville, but I had to go and do what God told me to do. He told me to come to Chicago and take the territory and possess the land. Amen. So thank you all for listening to the Cornell Radio Show on today. I love you to life. And remember that quitting is not an option. Goodbye.